News in brief at Press TV, the UN Security Council voices alarm over Israeli settlement plans in the occupied Golan Heights just days after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised to never relinquish the region. The international community has not recognized the occupation of the Golan Heights by the Israeli regime. Israeli forces attack Palestinians outside of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, as settlers storm the compound under the protection of soldiers. Israel's imposition of restrictions on the entry of Palestinian worshippers into the mosque triggered an upsurge in violence that has left 209 Palestinians dead. Two Armenian soldiers are killed in another upsurge in violence between Azerbaijan and Armenia over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. The two countries have for decades been at loggerheads over the breakaway region. A truce went into effect between the warring sides on April the 5th, but clashes have continued since then. Syria's internal anti-government coalition accuses the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee of sabotaging the UN efforts to resolve the conflict in the Arab country. The latest round of peace talks was held in Geneva on April the 13th, but the HNC delegation left the talks, citing a spike in violence as the reason. A UN agency says it's concerned about the obstacles created by the Mexican government in the way of a probe into the disappearance of 43 students back in 2014. Officials say corrupt police in the state of Guerrero handed the students over to drug smugglers who incinerated them later. Venezuela's election council has agreed to give opposition leaders a document which will allow them to seek a referendum to remove President Nicolas Maduro from office. The concession for the opposition comes after the Venezuelan Supreme Court struck down an earlier measure passed in the National Assembly seeking a recall of Maduro. U.S. media projections show that Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has swept primaries in five states, namely Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. His main potential Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton, claimed victory in the states of Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. Bernie Sanders won Rhode Island. South Sudan rebel chief Riek Machar is sworn in as the first vice president as part of a deal to end the country's two-year civil war. He'll form a 30-month transitional government with President Salva Kiir. South Sudan's civil war began in 2013. The conflict has claimed over 50,000 lives.